The Philadelphia police are greasing light poles around the city, getting ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, because when Eagles win, people climb light poles.
Listen, nothing is more festive than flipping over a couple cars, tossing a couple Molotov cocktails, and climbing a light pole and bringing it down in the middle of traffic.
Joe Moravsky, American Ninja Warrior, our buddy and friend of the show. Joe, we made you come in because we want to ask you, is it possible to climb a greased light pole?
Well, I have to say, I have a ton of experience doing obstacles, but I have zero experience climbing greased poles.
I've never known a samurai to make excuses.
I think it's possible. I mean, of course, they find a way. I'm sure there's a few ways to do it. I've been kind of thinking about it.
At least they've gotten the light poles to be stronger. Used to be they'd climb up, jump all over them, and bring them down like goalposts at a college game. I saw they had 7 or 9 people on one the other day. And whatever they're doing with the Philadelphia Steel, they must be importing it from Pittsburgh. They're doing a good job because those things held up pretty good.
They use a product called BioBottle Jack Hydraulic Fluid, ISO 32, when greasing the poles.
Okay.
It's biodegradable, environmentally friendly, and it doesn't cause much irritation when it comes into contact with human skin.
Why are we not using this to lubricate everything and every mechanical device on the planet? Why can't we be driving our cars on this stuff? Sounds like a fake product.
So when you're training for American Ninja Warrior, what do you do to get your grip strong?
Yeah, well, you know what? I coach at a gym in Stanford Ninja Academy. And, you know, the kids that I coach there, they always complain about sweaty hands. My hands are slipping. I can't hold on. And back when I was on the show years and years ago, because I've been doing this 10 years now, I had the same problem. And I would ask my fellow ninjas, hey, what do you do to overcome that? And they said, well, Joe, it's very simple. Squeeze harder. I was like, you're kidding me.
No, I was waiting for something that you were going to tell us to do. Yeah.
Well, it's true, though. And so what I ended up showing my kids that I coach at the gym is, listen, guys, if I can spray my hands with water right now and get on this obstacle, then why can't you just squeeze a little bit harder? It kind of does work. We host league competitions at the gym every once in a while. I've thought about what the rules would say within this league if I can, like, throw a little Vaseline on the obstacle.
Yeah.
Like, just make things interesting. Now, but the problem is, you got to clean it up after. But it's an interesting concept for the Philly police to be putting this grease all over the poles. It's a great idea, and it's something that should be tested out. Like, how do we climb these poles?
I mean, it sounds to me like Joe's Ninja Gym. They're doing the same type of training as in, like, season 2 Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds crazy, but I mean, you're right. Like, if you need to, you'll find the energy to squeeze harder.
I am not a good climber. I've never been able to climb a tree. I certainly would never be able to climb a rope or a pole. So I'm going to stand back while you guys attempt to do this. Do you pull with your hands up? Or do you wrap your legs around the pole? Do you use your shoes? Like, what is the leverage to actually climb a pole?
You know, I have climbed ropes. I've climbed poles as a kid, of course, like climbing a flagpole or something. It does kind of differ. You know, when you're climbing a rope, yeah, it's hands and feet. You can do it hands only. You could wrap your thighs. There's a few different ways to do it. When you climb a pole, same idea. Now, I can't speak on something that's greased. It's kind of a new world for me, something to think about that. And so I would imagine more points of contact would maybe be better. I also thought, why not bring some isopropyl alcohol as you climb? Try to, like, use that and, like, or I don't know, like, climb with a towel or something, some sort of rag.
I mean, everybody,
now, I'm not condoning this.
Right. Every Philly
for anybody,
fan will
of
be
course,
thinking that.
Yeah. But I think the best course of action, honestly, would to be, you know, hey, buddy, come over here and, like, get on my shoulders or pull up the car next to the pole. But like I said, I do not condone this behavior.
Mm. No. All right, well, we're going to try this outside with the light pole of our offices.
Oh, jeez.
Now, I don't have BioBottle Jack Hydraulic Fluid ISO 32, but I do have a spray bottle of Pam that I took from my kitchen. We're going to go outside and see if Joe Moravsky from American Ninja Warrior can climb this light pole. It's coming up next. Philadelphia police are busy greasing all the light poles. Because if the Eagles win the Super Bowl Sunday, it's been a problem in the past where people climb these light poles. So right now, Raven, producer John, and producer Sean are outside with America Ninja Warrior Joe Moravsky. We didn't have any of that special grease. I brought a bottle of Pam that was in my kitchen cabinet. Should we have checked with somebody before we did this?
I mean, who do you want to talk to? The people that own the building?
I mean,
insurance carriers?
Whatever.
Talk
if anybody
about liability issues you want to talk to? A personal injury attorney? No, we're not going to talk to anybody. We've got a ninja here.
All right.
You know, the amazing thing is, thank God it's a beautiful day out here, because to see the Pam on the pole, you think to yourself, today's a great day for a barbecue. I mean, this thing is super slick. Joe is testing it right now, just putting his hands on it. And the amount of butter spray that's coming off on his hands, I mean, this is going to be very, very difficult. If he makes it 10 feet in the air, I will be unbelievably impressed.
Now that I'm standing here, and look at this. The more clothes I think to wear, the grease pole, you're probably better off because that ceiling's going to kind of absorb some of that grease. So I'm almost wishing I brought a long sleeve shirt.
Joe, are you ready? Let's do this.
You know, I'm never ready. That's the trick. So let's do it.
All right, Joe, go ahead and have at it. Philly just won the Super Bowl. You're an Eagles fan. You're in the middle of the city. They've greased the pole, but you've got to celebrate.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's got it. He's got it. Look at him. Oh, he's sliding down. He's sliding down. Uh-oh. He's going to ruin that shirt.
Jumped
go, go.
Like koala on a pencil.
He's trying to wipe it off. Nothing's impossible for an injured Joe.
All right, he's going for a third time. He's climbing up. He's holding. He's sliding right down the pole. He's sliding right down the pole.
Hey, you know what, John? You give it a shot for a minute, and then we'll get the ninja back in here. Let's think about it a little bit. Hold on.
All right, so what's happening right now?
John's going to try now.
All right, so American Ninja Warrior Joe Moreski could not do it, but now producer John is trying to climb. He just keeps sliding down, but now he's talking to the pole.
What's that, Joe?
Question is, now at this point, how high are they greasing these poles in Philly?
Well,
if there is a mark, you know, where they stop, maybe they just only go where they can reach, then maybe we do try to jump above it.
Well, as you mentioned, too, there, you know, a lot of times you're coming out of the game, you got your boys with you, right? And there's a group of you. So, John, if you assist Joe, maybe Joe can get up high enough on that pole.
Are we doing this?
Yes. Yeah.
What's happening now is that... America Ninja Warrior Joe Moreski climbed over John's shoulders to get above the grease. He's really high. He's really high, but he's dragging the grease with him. This looks dangerous. He's going to be on the next season. We should probably let him come down now. Oh, my gosh. This looks really dangerous.
Right on that cusp there where he's got grease by his feet, but his hand's up on the pole, but he's still got so much ham spray on his hand. And actually, he just went back down. And at this exact moment, a majestic turkey vulture has landed close by.
Oh.
And I think it's waiting for one of us to fall and hurt ourselves so that they have a nice lunch. Yeah, I think that this is going to be a loss here.
It's a loss. Yeah, I'm thinking you need a ladder for this or something. I don't know how these guys do it. If they do it, sign up for Ninja. Let me tell you that right now. I'm on the job.